The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina, and I'm proud to present to you your daily Cowboys roundup for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope today goes by smoothly and it is a pleasant day for everyone out there. The week is just about halfway over, and we are one day closer to the Cowboys' Week 8 showdown versus Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Make no mistakes, this is a good football team with a wide array of weapons. Dalvin Cook is a top-tier running back in this league, and the wide receiver tandem of Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen is a duo that will command attention. The Cowboys are very familiar with Kirk Cousins. He is steady and plays the game efficiently. The Cowboys would be best served to be disciplined in their approach, as the keys to this game will simply be about containing the Vikings' offensive attack. If the defense stays opportunistic and plays aggressive like they have been, the Cowboys' offense can shoot it out with anyone as long as they stay efficient and continue to make plays. However, it will be vital to the success that they will need to do so while getting out of their own way. The mental errors haven't cost this team games just yet, but it needs to be tightened up, and let's hope they can play a clean game, because if so, this offense has the capabilities to outscore and beat anyone. We'll discuss all things Cowboys-Vikings this week, as well as some other injuries that popped up on Tuesday. There's still much to discuss for this upcoming week, so let's get right into it. Right off the bat, let's take care of some not-so-pleasant news. It was reported Tuesday that defensive lineman Brent Urban and cornerback Maurice Kennedy are heading to the injured reserve. It's a tricep injury for Urban, and for Maurice Kennedy, he's still dealing with a concussion he suffered in New England a week and a half ago. The loss of Urban will be interesting as it pertains to the Cowboys playing the run. Urban showed the ability to do the dirty work you need from an interior defensive lineman, so his loss may be a tough one to absorb. As far as Kennedy goes, you never like to see a player deal with any injury, and especially those to the head. Hopefully this won't be something he deals with long term, and maybe he can be a candidate to return to the roster at the end of his 3-week minimum period. All in all, injuries are less than ideal, and this team has been successful due to quality depth play, and they will need to continue that trend if they want to continue to be successful moving forward. Switching gears a little bit, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboys flagship station, on Tuesday, and he got to touch on a few different noteworthy topics. None so more important than the injury status of his quarterback, where Jones stated he is much less concerned about Dak Prescott's calf injury than he was about the QB shoulder strain in training camp. Jones also stated, "I feel very good about where Dak is right now. Those things have to be monitored. We've got a solid week, which is great to monitor that." The team will get on the field later today, and this will be the first real chance to see what involvement, if any, Dak will have for the first time post-injury. Jerry also touched on a hot topic from Week 7 as he discussed what he'd do if he caught Tom Brady's 600 TD ball in the stand, stating, "I'd be hard to trade with. I would explain to everybody that this is like asking me for my baby. I would tear up a bit, and then after all of that, I'd take offers. Consider me in the minority when it comes to this, but I think the fan got a pretty sweet deal. I thought before Tom Brady add a whole Bitcoin to the pot as well, now I'm completely sold on that deal and I would take it in a second. I don't know what people thought he was going to get, but if he's a true Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, everything he got is a pretty sweet deal, honestly." Jones changed subjects to more pertinent Cowboys topics as he was asked if there is a job security issue with right tackle La'el Collins as he returns from suspension. Jerry Jones stated, none whatsoever. He's fit. He feels good. If there's an issue, it's that he hasn't played a lot of football in the last couple of years. I would have to say this was my sentiment as well. Terrence Steele was a pleasant surprise this year, but make no mistake that when Collins has been on the field, he has consistently been one of the top right tackles in the NFL. The Cowboys have a swing tackle and a piece for the future in Steele, but as of right now, the Cowboys are definitely a better football team now that Collins is back in the fold. As we draw closer to the halfway point of the season, let's take a look at some of the leaders in some key statistical positions around the league. The NFL passing leaders through Week 7 is led by Tom Brady at 2,275 yards. However, Dak Prescott isn't too far behind him himself in 8th place around the league with 1,813. Prescott has been hindered statistically a bit by an excellent running game, but trust me, nobody's complaining about that number that it isn't higher. The Cowboys have been playing balanced, they've played smart, and at the end of the day, the statistics aren't a huge deal, but this is just an efficient that the Cowboys are pretty much top 10 in every statistical category, as you'll see further. Speaking of the rushing attack of the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott is top 5 in the league at 521 yards. The league leader is Derrick Henry by a wide margin, 869 yards, but the simple fact that Zeke is still top 5 coming off a bye week and sharing carries to a degree with outstanding running back Tony Pollard is super impressive. This team has always been successful with a good running and attack, and that has not changed in 2021 as they've won 5 straight, as we know. Sadly, Trayvon Diggs wasn't able to secure his 8th interception this week, but that's due to the bye week, so I think we can let that slide. However, his lead on the rest of the league is still commanding, as the closest player is Logan Wilson with 4. It's awesome to watch Diggs grow into this type of player that commands league-wide respect, and even though it's unfair expectations, you almost expect him to make the play every single week. The latest odds to win this year's Super Bowl has been released by courtesy of BetOnline.ag, and it looks like Las Vegas likes our Dallas Cowboys as they currently have them with the 4th best odds to win it all at 9-1. The Cowboys are only behind Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Buffalo Bills, and Arizona Cardinals as far as odds go. Ultimately, this is more fun to know than anything of real meaning, but it feels good that the odds makers are a group that recognize the Cowboys' talent and ability to win it all. We'll see if they can continue that run and even make their odds possibly better as the season goes on. As always, we here at Blog on the Boys will have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related, so please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. Next up later today is the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gotten. You do not want to miss that as RJ and Brandon get you caught up on all things in the NFC East. And if you could and wouldn't mind, it would be greatly appreciated if you could leave us a rating and write a review. We're nothing without our loyal listeners, and those things go a long way and are much appreciated. That is all for today, Wednesday, October 27th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Come find me, hit that follow button, shoot me a message, and let's talk everything Dallas Cowboys football. I hope everybody has a great hump day and is here to hoping the back end of the week is quick and finishes on a strong note. Before we know it, it'll be Halloween night and the Cowboys will be squaring off against the Vikings on a spooky night. I'll catch you all on Friday. Stay safe and enjoy. Peace.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.